Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, competitive eater Eric Silo Doll takes our donut challenge. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who is not going to let Ted Cruz ruin Valentine's Day, it's Michael Feldman.
Thank you very much. You know, each week at this time, we get actual memos sent in by actual listeners. That's right, it's time for thanks for the memos. However, today is a little unusual. Sometimes we read letters as well if they're amusing or something. This may not be, but I never had one of my own, you know, memos or letters. And this one is me. And the background on this is it's a letter to the building inspector here in Madison. I've had several years of, I don't know if it's a neighbor, it's been turning me in on various minor things, you know, like shoveling my walk and overhang of... garden on over sidewalk. You have to maintain airspace up to 200 feet over your sidewalk. And any leaves go. So if anyone wants to, they can get you into trouble for that. And so I've done all the things that they said, and but I had to write a little letter about it and form a protest. So that's thanks for the memos. Is actually this letter here.
That's a lot.
It goes to the Building Inspection Division, City of Madison, Department of Planning and Economic Development. Dear Ms. Lester, not her name. Am in receipt of your most recent notice of the third, which, while taking no note of the considerable effort it must have taken for a man with two confirmed degenerative discs and lumbago to dismantle and remove the non-compliant fence along my driveway, as well as cutting back the annually sighted vegetation barely protruding over the sidewalk. Hats off, by the way, for catching even this minor intrusion over 12 cubic feet of city airspace. Even while missing the massive intrusion from the new condo development filling most of the next block, which having been built up to the sidewalk, pretty much ensures that every plant on every balcony will technically be in violation of the overhanging vegetation over sidewalks ordinance. If an ordinance is that, is what it is. It may simply be a mindset, but as the kids say, whatever. At any rate, I was shocked to learn on the third that the couple of admittedly overgrown prickler bushes, not sure of the scientific name, but you know, with little red berries kids aren't supposed to eat, which hurt like heck should one attempt to trim them, are in non-compliance as well. I think it may not be the bushes per se, but a belief on the part of building inspection that a vehicle leaving my driveway, that would be my vehicle, would have any and all views of pedestrians already wending their way through the adjacent jungle canopy obscured by said bushes. Ironically, said bushes were previously hidden by the aforementioned fence and therefore not a known hazard until the fence itself came down. I don't know if you're anything like me, Ms. Lester, but I'm a sucker for irony. I know in citation 2 you proclaimed, if that's not too strong a word, that both fence and anything adjacent to or near must be reduced to 24 inches in height, but even if a guy had the right saw, a Milwaukee reciprocating, I'm thinking, to do it, a 2-foot fence is going to look pretty silly. Probably adversely impacting property values and economic development for all of us on the block, even if one of us, we suspect, keeps turning us in on all this. Believe me, being fined for 2 consecutive winters of not shoveling good enough when I pay a guy to do it is irretrievably lodged in my craw. I have not actually measured said bushes, since I can't get close enough without lacerating. But eyeballing, I would say 3, maybe 3.5 feet, with several spiky feelers reaching a couple feet closer to the source of all life. That is just the nature of living things. I'm sure you'll agree. I have never seen a 2-foot version of one of these prickly bushes in nature. There may be a bonsai version in Japan. If so, they are not popular around here. I remain willing and even anxious to don my big old cowskin gloves from Menards and hack them. Say, that's what they are, hackberries. With my sling blade salvaged from an old lawnmower to the requisite 24 inches, but I fear not so much personal injury as the end of said bushes as we know them. and wonder if you might reassure me as to viability once slashed to code. I don't mean to reduce this to viability versus visibility, but there you are. You know, I inherited the damn things, don't even like them, but I do feel a sense of responsibility regarding their survival, perhaps because at the end of the day, we're all in the same boat. Thank you so much. Anxious to comply, Michael Feldman. There you have it. My only regrets, ladies and gentlemen, I took down the fence. I took out the bushes. I had to cut each one of those prickler things individually, and there were hundreds. And I couldn't use my hand for like 2 weeks.
Were there other people turned in besides you?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
So I'm still waiting to see if I passed code on this one. I usually get a letter about now.
Wow.
And so
I didn't think your house was that bad. I was over there this summer.
No, it could be a little better kept up, but overhanging sidewalk.